Hare Krishna. This is called an offering of bhakti. I have to tell you about the amazing apple tree here in Gaurabhavan. He's not very big, but his offering is amazing. When we came here, he only gave a few small, very sour apples. But he has now developed some liking, some bhakti for Radha Kanhaiya Lal and the devotees. And therefore, he gives abundant apples. We call him the Kalpa Vriksha tree of Gaurabhavan. Really, everything is full with his apples, and they are good apples, full of prana. What made the change? The apple tree felt something, so he increased his production. Also, we in our lives need to come to a place of bhakti, of devotion, and then we can offer our seva from that place, and it will always satisfy Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us how we can develop this bhakti, how it can come in the heart. He speaks about the dust of the feet of pure devotees. He speaks about days like holy days, not holidays, holy days. These days in the month of Kartika, all holy days. He says observing these days gives birth to bhakti, because they are the mother of devotion. Then he says, with great adoration, I embrace the abode of Krishna as my home. Yes, we can think Vrindavan is our home. And finally, he requests for the opportunity to hear the sound of the mridanga, so that he can dance in ecstasy in the kirtan. It's very important that we know, somehow or other, we need to put bhakti in our dry heart. Then all the activities in spiritual life become abundant offerings of love. This is the lesson of our Kalpa Vriksha tree. He was a dried out East German tree, but somehow he got something, and now he is a miracle tree. I wish all of us that in this month of Kartik, we can somehow go to the sources of bhakti, and then get bhakti in our hearts and do our life from there. Hare Krishna.